Olds, the Mountain View Museum and Archives, MVMA, held its annual volunteer appreciation event the evening of August 21st. Aside from thanking volunteers and staff for all they've done, it also served as an occasion for staff and volunteers to say goodbye to outgoing board chair Donna Erdman, who is moving back to her hometown of Winnipeg. Erdman, who served as board chair for 13 years, received several tributes as well as a couple of bouquets of flowers. She was also given a prototype of a kind of collage of photos depicting her at the museum from over the years. A final version was expected to be presented to her later. Interim board chair Bill Hall began the proceedings. "We wanted to thank her on behalf of the board of directors for all the work she did for the museum, strong-arming me to come onto the board and assist," he said. "It was her leadership that has the museum in the fine place that it is today. Thank you for that." Treasurer Ernie Johnson said he too worked with Erdman for a long time, since 2012. He said he answered an ad for volunteers that year and, "I've been here ever since. It's been a very pleasurable experience having Donna as chairperson," Johnson added. "I think we've gotten along reasonably well over the time that she's been the chair and I've been the treasurer, and I will miss her." MVMA manager and program coordinator Chantal Marchilden also spoke. "I just want to say that Donna's been my boss a couple of times, and in the first job, she sucked me into this one," she said, sparking laughter. "I would call her boss at home, and I started calling her chief over here. And bless her, she never hung up on me once when she would phone and I would go, 'Hi ya, chief.' And so she's been my chief and an amazing leader. We've had many adventures, from the 40th anniversary to this year, the 50th anniversary." Erdman spoke as well. "Well, we're known around here for our longevity," she said, spurring light laughter. "Once you get on this board, it's really hard to get off because it is so much fun and the people are so wonderful," she added. "We are a board that has always got along, unlike many other boards that are around, and it has been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be the chairman for as long as I have been." Erdman decided to move back to Winnipeg after her husband died in the spring. "That's the only reason," she said. "Otherwise, you wouldn't be parting with me quite so quickly. It's been just a remarkable experience that I've enjoyed every single day." At Marchilden's suggestion, attendees lifted their cups, saying, "Hail to the chief." Normally, the volunteer appreciation event is a barbecue. Attendees get a chance to have a good meal and socialize in the courtyard. But a rainy day forced the event indoors this year.